like this game in St. Louis. Big win for us, so there was some pressure going into that game on the road based on our trip going in. And I thought he battled, he did. He battled very hard against the Rangers. I don't, the two that beat him weren't on him, and he fought for it. So we're going to need that in tonight's game.
With the line changes, what can you tell us about the mentality that goes into that?
We know where we are, where we've been. We got a game tonight. We want to win that one, and we got a game tomorrow night, and we're going to need everybody off our bench. So it's some balance going into the lines. Make sure we can get everybody off our bench tonight.
What can Marco bring to that group?
He's on the puck. You know, he's got a set of skills that says he can play with the other two men that he's playing with. He can make some things happen, but he can get on the puck. He can get to the net. He can do some of the hard, heavy lifting. And there's enough offense there. So he's earned it. I think Marco's played really well for us. He's played in a check and roll. He's third in power play goals. Not on a huge number, but he's third. And there's some offense in his game.
What for Stafford and Pearl? What do they need to do to get each other going?
Well, both of them come off injury, and they just need to play. They need minutes, and they need to get together. Stafford-Pearl combination was really something that we looked at right from the start of the season was with the players that we've had out and with both men being out, we've never had an opportunity to get them together. It certainly balances out the lines. We feel we could put four lines on the ice tonight.
How do you reinforce with Bob Paul about what they did in the back-to-back against those Central Division rivals 10 days ago, whatever it was?
Well, we had pieces of it in our next two, you know, the first in Detroit, and I liked their second against the New York Rangers an awful lot. It looked very similar to those two, but we skated very well, and I think it was that 60-minute idea that every team is looking for. We drove for 60 minutes in that and got some good saves, but I think on chances for, chances against bases, both nights we were better. We got pucks to the net. We were hopping. We're going to have to do that. Calgary skated really well and real aggressive on their forecheck. The back ends up the ice an awful lot. So speed to our game is important, and we skated well in those two.
You can't save any gas in the tank for more night, though. How do they kind of the balance there,
so
they're ready to play for
ours? Oh, you only play the one. You just can't even think about the two of them. And so we'll be mindful of getting everybody. We just need everybody to go tonight so that we can get four off the bench so that we don't have to run Wheeler into 23 minutes. But if that's what the game calls for, then we'll do it and we'll take them together for tomorrow.
When you're playing a team as well as Calgary is playing, does that almost help force you guys to pay a little more attention to details?
Yeah, I don't think that I don't think we're in a position to be taking anybody lightly, that we would slide in on a team at 5-0 and say, okay, now we got to really try. We got to go as hard as we can every night to give ourselves a chance to win, and we know Calgary's playing exceptionally well and very confident in their game, so we'll be ready for it.
It's no secret the difficulty of health you guys have had in the season, but how do you find that consistency, or is it just that much more difficult when you have as many guys as unhealthy as you have?
The consistency one is a tough one for me to answer for you. A loss doesn't mean, we're 4-2-1 in our last seven games, so I would think that block of time says we're consistent. There were pieces of the Detroit Ranger game that we weren't. That Ranger team's not bad. They can do some things. So I would actually take the opposite end of this. When you take the age of our group and throw 135 games on them and man games lost, I think we've been very consistent. Really have. You can break the stats out. We lost 5 in a row, so that's not real good. But we only had one game in there that I didn't think we gave what we had. I think we've been pretty, really resilient, really consistent in our effort. The results haven't been perfect, but like I said, I think we're at 29 games in 50 days tomorrow night with 135 man games lost. Our fight's been great.
How crazy is that?
I've never seen it. I don't know if it's the new NHL or it's just an unusual season or it's the geographic situation that we're in. Maybe we just got to get used to it. I'd like to think that the teams that we played at 5 or 6 more games are going to have the same thing coming down the pipe at some point. Not sure that that's true. But we've survived this part, and then it's going to be on us to make hay when the sun's shining.
How has that fed into your practice time? Obviously, it has.
It's just eliminated it. Yeah. So we had 2 days off at home on the 21st and 22nd of October.
Yeah.
We're going to get 2 days off at home after the Edmonton game, and that'll be the first time in, what's that, about 7.5 weeks. So the practice that we did have was about 30 minutes long. Fantastic. Just fantastic. We've, you know what, we've been fortunate now they've come back. We've had two guys. So Jake Trouba misses time and has come in and played very well. And then Brian, credit to him and credit to Dr. Schlonwaite and Rob Millett and his crew because they got him ready to play. And he came out and has looked good. And he's played very well with two young players and been a great mentor for them. But it's great having him back.
Why don't you get fire alarm? You want me to answer on that?
Whoa. What was the question again? I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, the other guys, probably all the mics will go down.
Yeah.
And you've alluded to what Marco has done, but can you look back at when he was acquired and what you thought he would bring and where he is now? And he's had an interesting career with starting over there. Yeah. His dad coached him, and his dad's an Olympian, and he's got kind of hockey in his blood.
So it's an interesting – he's one of those guys that you get that you forget how young he is because he's been on three teams. So now you feel he's a little bit traveled. When Marco came to us, you could see some really nice skills. He can move the puck across his body. He can make plays. But what ended up toward the end of that year, we had so many injuries at the end of last year. What you liked about his game was he was a little bit of a fire hydrant out there. Like, he could get on the puck, and he's so heavy and he's so low to the ground that he battled hard. Probably just not as often. You see that in young players, right? They don't bring that part of their game every night. And then what he's done, and through camp, same, a little bit more, and when he came back up, he was on it. So I think Pascal Vincent does a real nice job of identifying what a player's good at and working with him daily. And now Marco gets out there, and he hits hard for a guy that's not moving at a high rate. So he's not running people. You just run into him, and you feel it. And then he can get his stick on the puck, and he can hang on to the puck down low. And those are hard things to do. Especially find a guy that can do that and then make a play on the end of it. We value this guy. We think there's something there. The quickness is going to be, for me, the deciding factor in terms of how far up that food chain he climbs in the NHL, how quick he can get. But the other parts of his game are right, and he's great. He's a great teammate, which matters to me, and it matters to our team. Young man on the bench, lots of talk and lots of energy. He's not just biding his time where to get a better chance. He's competing in that night.
What has it been like to coach Laine? Like, what has he been like in terms of the personality that he first came in with? It seems like he's sort of settled into more of an NHL, you know, mindset. And he's not as bubbly and effervescent as he might
have
been.
I think he's a very humble man, but very, very smart. So what's happened is, he was excited about the season starting, about being in the NHL. He made the comment that making the team was his goal. I think that was real for him.
Okay.
So he didn't know how this was all going to play out. And then when he had some success, I think it's just his humility has crept in. He understands not to beat your chest after a three-goal night. That there's lots of hockey to be played.
Yeah.
As far as the player goes, again, really, really smart. But there's a huge adjustment to the NHL from amateur, but also the Finnish game, the bigger ice game. And he's made, we feel Brian's had a big impact on his game, but at the same time, he's taken his video and he's watched his game and he's implemented those things. I also think we're starting to see a little more patience in his game.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows he's going to get his chances, and there may not be a lot, but in St. Louis, there's two, and they both end up in the back of the net. And that's impressive.